Hi, my name is Helia Nazari and I want to read Cinderella's book. Once upon a time, there was a pretty young girl named Cinderella who lived with her wicked stepmother and two selfish stepsisters. They made her do all the housework from morning till night. Often she slept by the fireplace, and her clothes become covered in cinders. Then one day, an invention arrived from the palace. The king wanted all the young ladies of the land to come to the royal ball. The prince is looking for a bride, and maybe he will choose one of you, said the stepmother to her two daughters. Cinderella could not go to the ball since she had no gown to wear. She watched sadly as her stepsisters put on their finest gowns and left for the ball. Suddenly, a kind fairy appeared and granted Cinderella's wish. She changed some mice into horses and the pumpkin into a coach. The fairy then changed Cinderella's ragged dresses into a beautiful gown with a pair of glass shoes. You must remember to leave the palace before midnight, when the magic will end. The fairy warned Cinderella as she stepped into her coach. At the ball, Cinderella was so beautiful that the prince could not take his eyes off her. He invited her to dance with him. All of the other ladies were jealous. They danced all night. When the clock struck midnight, she remembered the fairy's words and she ran from the prince's arms. Cinderella rushed out of the ballroom, and as she ran down the stairs, her glasses shoe dropped. She had no time to pick it up. She jumped into her coach and sped away. When the last bell of midnight rang, Cinderella was back in her old clothes again. Next day, the prince began searching every house in the land. "I will marry the girl who owns the glass shoe," he declared. When the search party reached Cinderella's house, the stepsisters took turns trying to squeeze their big feet into the glass shoe. Just then, Cinderella came into the room and asked to try on the shoe. To their surprise, and the glass shoe fitted her perfectly. Cinderella was led to the palace right away, where she and the prince were soon married and lived happily ever after. Goodbye. Thank you for listening.